bombs. There were bombs falling from U.S.
Right.
drones that were destabilizing parts of Yemen and contributing to the sort of tensions that were happening politically. I mean, I know that Ali Abdullah Saleh had to deal with an uprising, and then other had to deal with divisions politically. And I think he got he ended up dying. I think he was killed. I think he was actually bombed and killed in an
I don't
attack.
know. He's been reported to be killed, but I never know. Was it ever confirmed? I don't remember.
Well,
But
and anyways,
in any case, yeah, I'm not being very good right now. But in any case, it's a good that this vote passed, and then hopefully, the next Congress will be better. I don't know. I
Well,
just go ahead.
I want to make one point, and then it'll be my last thing that I say on this, because I appreciated that one of the last things that the Senate did before passing this resolution was challenge the Trump administration as well as the O Obama administration on their bullshit around the Yemen war to an even greater extent than just the War Powers Resolution itself. So do you know what I'm talking about, Rania?
Not exactly,
Okay,
no.
so you know how they've been claiming that when you are refueling Saudi aircraft that you're not engaging in hostilities?
Ah, okay.
So this, and it actually didn't come from a Democrat. It came from a GOP senator. His name's Todd Young, and he's from Indiana. And he went and he offered an amendment, and he made them put in that the Senate believes that if you are refueling any non-U.S. military aircraft for the purposes of this war in Yemen, the civil war in Yemen, that you are engaged in hostilities, that you are engaged in the war in Yemen. And then they passed it, and it passed, and they put it in there. And I mean, it's incredible that you have to spell that out, that anyone absurdly thinks that that does not involve war fighting. But I suppose I'm happy that they are standing up to this bullshit, because absolutely, if you're offering soldiers, personnel, weapons, you know, you're facilitating arms deals with Saudi Arabia, you're giving taxpayer money to them to make it possible. Saudi Arabia could not fight this war without us. You know, I think we've said that
Of
before,
course
but it needs to
not. We
be
could end
very
it. They
clear.
could end it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could end it tomorrow.
All
They
right.
absolutely could not fight it without us. Saudi Arabia couldn't exist in its current form without the United States. It's like Saudi Arabia is like a wholly owned subsidiary of the United States, if we're gonna be honest here. But on that note, I think
It's also Jared Kushner's favorite vacation destination right now, apparently.
we're